GOP ads hammer vulnerable Democrats for radical agenda. By Jacob Bliss on April 27, 2021. The House Republican Campaign Arm, the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, released 5 ads Monday highlighting vulnerable Democrats' willingness to go along with the radical agenda of defunding the police. The ads depict the vulnerable Democrats' willingness to vote with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, on her radical agenda, including their willingness to defund police departments across the country and support Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, for calling for an end to policing and incarceration, as well as Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, agreeing with Tlaib's remarks and inciting violence herself by calling for protesters to get more confrontational. The ad on Representative Ron Kind, DY, was released, calling on the Democrat to stand up to Democrats' efforts to defund the police. Kind was one of the Democrats who refused to stand up and vote on condemning Waters. Instead, he voted down a resolution to condemn Waters on her widely condemned remarks, showing the lengths he'll go through to vote on party lines. Kind's opponent, Derek Van Orden, recently joined Breitbart News Saturday where he said Kind is a fantastic politician and horrible statesman. He said Kind is always going back on his word, adding, he told everyone that he would not vote for Obamacare, he did. He told everybody that he would not support impeachment of Donald Trump, he did. He told everybody he would not vote for Nancy Pelosi's speakership again, he did. He lied to all 18 of our county sheriffs last year, saying that he would never vote for a bill that removed protections for police officers, failing to mention that 9 days before that conference call, he had co-sponsored the bill. Additionally, the ad on Representative Jared Golden, DME, was released for the same reason, to call out Golden for not standing up to Democrats' anti-police movement and telling Golden to stand up against efforts to defund police. He was another one of the Democrats who voted down the resolution to condemn Waters. Golden has also been in the center of the NRCC's ads with his willingness to accept socialist money from Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. Breitbart News reported at the beginning of April the campaign for Ocasio-Cortez unexpectedly wired $5,000 directly into the campaign accounts of several vulnerable Democrats after the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, provided wire transfer information and account numbers to her team. The NRCC then launched a socialist give-back website aimed towards the vulnerable members who accepted the money from the socialist and have yet to give it back. The NRCC also lit up Representative Chris Pappas, DNH, for not standing up to radicals and calling out the anti-police movement in the Democrat Party. He refused to speak against the censure vote on Democrat Waters, and also helped vote down the resolution to condemn her remarks. By showing his support, NRCC spokeswoman Samantha Bullock said, New Hampshire voters can't trust Chris Pappas to stand with law enforcement and keep them safe. Last year in the general election, Pappas' opponent, Republican Matt Mowers, called out the Democrat for being a loyal Pelosi voter. Mowers joined Breitbart News tonight and roasted Pappas by saying, When New Hampshire's law enforcement called him and asked him why he voted for something that would strip qualified immunity, something that would protect them and their families from personal liability while they do their job in the line of duty. When he asked, he said it was because party leadership needed his vote. Mowers added, he's turned his back on law enforcement already. And in fact, the Manchester Police Union that backed him 2 years ago wouldn't back his campaign again. Moreover, the NRCC is circling in on Representative Cindy Axne, DIA, with another new ad. Axne has not stood up to Pelosi's radical agenda since being elected to office. Axne as well did not vote to censure Democrat Waters. Axne has backed Pelosi in all efforts on which she's been asked to vote. Axne has been known not to comment on any partisan push effort by Pelosi. Recently she issued the same exact statement for 4 months to try and ignore Pelosi using partisan politics to unseat one of her fellow congressional caucus members from Iowa. The NRCC released an audio attack ad on Axne when she refused to comment on that issue. The NRCC was still trying to expose Axne for being silent on issues and her willingness to side with Pelosi. NRCC spokesman Mike Berg said at the time, Cindy Axne is more loyal to Nancy Pelosi than Iowans, and we are going to make sure every Iowa voter understands that. The NRCC's last paid media ad called out Representative Matt Cartwright, DPA, for siding with the radicals and not standing up to the anti-police rhetoric in the Democrat Party. Cartwright would not call out the attacks on the cities and for protesters to be confrontational. He also helped the Democrats vote down the resolution to condemn Waters' remarks. During the general election cycle last year, Cartwright said he would absolutely be open to defunding local Pennsylvania police departments during a town hall. During the town hall, a citizen asked him if there's a way to push money around instead of the money being wasted on police vehicles, weaponry, and other law enforcement expenditures. Cartwright responded, "Absolutely yes, there is a way to budget money to defund the police." He also added, "That's one of the biggest issues in representative democracy is how you spend tax money." NRCC spokesman Michael McAdams released a statement saying, "We are going to ensure every voter knows Democrats want to defund the police." McAdams added, "Whether it's Rashida Tlaib demanding an end to policing and incarceration, or Maxine Waters encouraging rioters to engage in violence, Democrats can't be trusted to stand with law enforcement and keep Americans safe."